Start off today. A couple things injury related as we get going today. Came out of the game pretty healthy. Justin Durant won't participate today with an elbow, and then Roddy White won't participate today, but not injury related with him. And so today we're right back to it. We talked about the fundamentals, how hard we can work. One of the things I like most about today on this day is where we get a bunch of work going against one another. Offense going against defense, defense going against offense. We do it right off the bat. And those opportunities that we get to do that, especially on this day, I love that. And it's definitely a chance for us to get better today. So looking forward to that. And with that, I'll open it up to some questions.
Coach, what's been the key to Matt Ryan's play early on in the season and getting that offense going so quickly out of the game?
I think he's just so detailed in all the facets of his game, from the keepers and the run game. So it takes all 11 of us to run it. And then we've known for years, you know, how accurate he is. So I think it's the combination with him, you know, of the keepers and the play action and the footwork and that goes with that. That's such a factor in letting our run game get going. So to me, that's as big a factor as anything.
But Washington, they got a pretty good run defense. That's a tough match this weekend.
No doubt. I think on both sides of the line of scrimmage, you know, they feature a good run defense. We do as well. We're able to run the ball. They are, you know, a terrific running team. So, yeah, both sides of the line of scrimmage, offensively and defensively, great matchups across the board and one we're looking forward to.
Coach Roddy, you had some comments about wanting to catch more balls and being more involved in the offense. I know you don't necessarily accentuate the offense to a particular player, but is there a point of emphasis to try to get him more involved?
I wouldn't say a point of emphasis, no. And we've got great respect for Roddy and all the unique things that he brings to our team. But we don't generally, you know, going to go into this or that to make it happen. He's somebody that we think the world of and think a ton of. So the ops will be there, although they weren't in some of the games. We certainly think that they will be moving forward.
Have you had any conversations with him since that article was written where he was?
No, we'll get when he gets back in town. We'll have a chance to visit on some of the stuff. But we've got a really good relationship and one easy conversation with he and I.
Coach, talk about the defense. Last year they were, you know, second to last, dead last in a lot of categories. This year they've really stepped up and made some good plays. What's been the biggest difference on the defensive side of the ball?
From
some of the biggest changes from where you inherited them to where they are now?
Our defense?
Yes.
Oh, I think – you know, I can't speak for the past, but what I can speak, it's an entirely new scheme and new way to feature guys. So for us, I think we got a long way to go in terms of playing the style and attitude that we can. The tackling is going to be right there for us. The thing you can see from this unit already is like how tight these guys are and how hard they want to play for one another. That definitely jumps off the tape to me. But for our tackling and our takeaways, those are just kind of the, you know, at the very front of our conversations every week. It'll always be a point of emphasis for us. We got a long wait in terms of where we want to get to, but you can feel the toughness and energy coming from the group for sure.
Coach, where are you where your sack numbers are, and how do you like the way your team is affecting the quarterback?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. How do we affect the quarterback? And some weeks, you know, there's, you know, you can move a quarterback off the spot and get more hits and very few sacks, and you did a good job. And then other games, you may get three or four, but the quarterback lit you up and you didn't feel like you did a good job. So week to week, we'll evaluate it and see, okay, this week we did a better job than the previous week, or this week we didn't do as well. And I think when we went back through it this week, we didn't do as good a job affecting the quarterback as we had in some previous games. So really, we just try to stay in the moment of each week and say, okay, what can we do better moving forward? And so that's a real emphasis for us this week.
Dan, considering the Redskins and where they are, number one in time of possession, number one rushing offense, is it fair to say this is the most physical team that you guys have played this year without disrespecting the previous teams?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that, you know, one more than another. We got a lot of respect for them, for sure. We've got a physical outfit ourselves and one that we're looking forward to going against. But I think we have real respect for the way they run the ball and the style they do it in. The time of possession, that's also a function of them playing really good on third down. You know, I think in 2-6, they're in a lot of those. You know, they're able to run the ball and create some short yardage, you know, scenarios for them on third down. So great challenge across the board for the defense. But one, honestly, you know, like our guys, we love the challenge too. So we're ready to take it on. And both sides of the line of scrimmage is going to be a huge game.
Dan, how's Jake Long's progress coming? Do you expect him to dress this week or next week?
As we go through, he's certainly getting close to that. And he's really just made improvement every week, as you'd imagine you would, from no offseason, no training camp. So the first few weeks has kind of been that period of getting adjusted and getting going. He's done a terrific job. You can see how hard he's worked in the rehab to put himself in that position. So certainly, yeah, we're close to that.
Every team in the NFL wants to play fast. But is there something about having a little bit of a college background from your days in Gainesville, your days with Pete when he came from SC? Is there a way that colleges maybe play even faster than the pros with their no huddles and their hurry up? And is that something that you can take a cue from and bring into your program?
I think the teams that are coming from college, it's such a big part of what colleges are doing, where they play really fast. And at times they even play faster in a tempo and a style that the NFL players aren't. So I think the guys who are coming into the league now are accustomed to playing fast. When we say, all right, this is a tempo team, for the guys who are coming from college, like, what does that mean? You know, it's totally normal for them. So maybe for the guys who are here 7, 8, 9, 10 years, you know, playing at a different tempo means something. But really for us, playing fast is allowing ourselves to play mentally free. We're able to absolutely run and hit and, you know, hit your assignment with full speed decision. So also playing fast is really a state of mind.
You surprised by DeMarco's play? I mean, he's de-cleating people seemingly every week. And I want to ask you about more teams using the fullback in the NFL. Why do you think it's kind of a dying breed, if you will?
Well, I think sometimes, you know, you see a fullback and you think lead blocker. And so oftentimes, do you have a, you know, formation where you can have a, you know, a second tight end who's a pass catcher as well? But with Pat, one of the things, you know, he's a fullback who can catch it as well out of the backfield, whether it's through the line or to the flat. And then from the run game, I think it's just the time in the system now that he, you know, really understands his targets. And I think he's really playing well in his game. He also adds a significant factor to us on special teams. So he's a real contributor to us in a lot of ways, for sure.
Dave, is there a bend, don't break kind of mentality to the defense? I mean, through four games, there's been a lot of yards given up.
Yes, there has. Yep.
A lot of points. Are you okay with the bend,
no,
don't break?
No, definitely not. There's lots of us, you know, areas for us to improve for sure. But, yeah, that's not a slogan or a term that we'd ever use or feel comfortable with. We want to attack and be as aggressive as we can at all costs. Now, we're going to do that within the system in terms of the style and the technique that we want to play. But in terms of the points and the yards, we don't get necessarily caught up into the stats. You know, there's some at the end of the game where, you know, would we like to have them back to have those stats change, of course. But it's really the style and the attitude that we're trying to establish how we want to play. And let's make sure that comes across really clearly.
Yeah, how much of a revelation has Devontae been in these last couple of weeks, and what's made him so effective?
Well, I think number one, the toughness and the competitor you've seen. We didn't get a chance to see him in the preseason, you know, with the injury. But I think for the people that, you know, spent a little bit of time, you know, during the OTAs, we saw, you know, the style that he was playing with. He was one of the people that was just absolutely went for it in the offseason as hard as you possibly could. It's honestly one of the things I love about his game, just that he just does not back off. So you knew there was going to come a time when, okay, I'm back and I'm ready to do and play in the style that I love. So I don't know if it was a revelation, but I was sure glad to see it come through because I knew it was there. And so maybe the first game or two, we didn't get to see it enough. And then now it's like, okay, that's exactly the style that we love and expect out of him.
Some teams over the years have had a problem with the red zone because the field gets shorter. Can you talk about what you do offensively that maybe makes it a little bit easier to find places?
Yeah, I think it's the combination of the different levels in the routes, for one, where you don't have as much of the deep field to go to, so now you got to expand and go laterally. And then the run game is a real factor there as well, and I think that's probably, you know, the details in the run game when you're able to match the play action with the run game. That, I think, is where the factor is. When you are just throwing it down there or just running it, you know, you do have an advantage. But when you have the ability to do both, that's when it gets really challenging defensively to go against. I think that's where we're at.
Dan, a lot of times you see with new coaches when they come in, have a pretty immediate impact on the team if you look back over history. And what do you find when you came in here? A lot of times you're taking over a team, obviously, that hasn't had a lot of success the previous year. Do the guys seem, you know, what is it when a new guy comes in that maybe, you know, sparks a team and does something different for them?
You know, I can't, you know, comment on other coaches, but what I can tell you is this, for my team, I felt how hard, you know, the competitors are wanting to just keep wanting to get better and improve. It's a total challenge with new systems, both offensively and defensively. So all the learning that goes into the OTAs and training camp, guys just wanting to be at their best. And I think the closer the team gets, that's when you're really close in the locker room, then it carries over to the field. The looks, the communication that you have with one another, how hard you want to play for one another, that's what I see with our team. And that's exactly what I was hoping for.
Did you see an eagerness in them when you came in that, you know,
for sure, the eagerness, you know, for me, saw it right off the bat. And we made tapes for everybody to say, okay, here's some things in your game that you're doing really well. Here's some things that we think you can improve upon. And to a man, a number of guys had, you know, the challenge was, can you have the best offseason you've ever had, the best training camp you've ever had? And a lot of those guys took that challenge right to heart and said, yeah, I can do that.
Coach, how do you see Vic Beasley developing as a pass rusher so far?
You know, I thought there's been some flashes where we've seen some good stuff, and it's the initial quickness that you see off the ball. So going through that process with him. It's the day in and day out. How do I keep working on my counter? How do I keep working how to finish? And as you know, the pass rush part of it is the finish. So I think he's playing well, and I think it's all out there in front of him for where he's going to get to. He's a real hard worker at it, and he wants to do it, you know. So it's like, it's not like where he's looking back coasting. Here's a guy who's really wanting to go for it. So I think as we're just getting started through the first four, here's another set to come up. Okay, here's some things you can get better at, you know, as you're working through your game right now. But I think it's the initial quickness that we knew was there. Now it's that finishing part of the rush. Instead of the quarterback hit, can that turn into a sack? Instead of the batted ball, can that turn into a hit? So those are the ones, can we take that next step with them?
Dan, you talked about Stewart's role on defense has kind of jumped up a bit these last few weeks. What has he done to earn those opportunities?
I think it's his versatility. You know, when a guy's able to handle more than one role, we're certainly going to try and feature him, and Nate has been one for us for sure. And that way, he can play Sam back or he can play behind the line. So he plays a big factor on special teams. So for us, anytime a guy has that kind of versatility, he adds such value to our team, and certainly Nate's done that.
Last question, Gus.
Dan, you talked about preparing for all and being ready for any situation, any player. Deshaun Jackson's back at practice for them. Is it a little bit more of a challenge to prepare for somebody like that because of the type of speed that he brings? I mean, he seems to be, correct me if I'm wrong, one of those game changers.
Yeah, he's a terrific player, and all the unique ways that they feature him, it's the speed that jumps out, you know, his initial quickness off the ball, it's the deep routes, it's the hands where it's like at the last second he can turn and make the catch. So it's honestly one of the best parts about coaching the league. All the different matchups that you have, it's a running back, it's a receiver, a tight end, a quarterback, this offensive line. So each week brings all these unique challenges, and, you know, he's another one for sure.